25, the final battle, in which our brave heroes reach the Eternal Tower to face Morbene, the dread Lady of Shadow.
Come, we must reach the top of the tower.
Oh, Serpent's Tooth! Its locked door blocks our path!
Move! Ignis has key! Door open now.
Not exactly the most perfect of entrances, you big lug. Now, every tabby within 24 whisker lengths knows we're here.
And why should they not? It would be most distasteful to creep into our final battle like a spineless tadpole.
Quick and quiet beats brash and stupid every time.
Ah! It's a waste of breath to try to teach honor to cowards.
It's a good thing we've pledged to this quest, or else I'd be batting you senseless between my paws like a tasty snack.
Can you fumble? Come here.
Stop! Cat friend and lizard friend not fight.
Please remember our task. Quickly before Morbene's spell is complete and the kingdom is plunged into everlasting darkness. Guardians of the Four Circles, present your amulets. I, Sierzo, fairy, handmaiden of the Eastern Winds, do offer up the Amulet of the Light.
I, Bohemond, faithful reptilian knight of sacred salamander, do offer up the Amulet of the Seas.
I, Ocelotina, master cutthroat of the fleet-footed feline queen, do offer up the Amulet of the Forest.
And Ignis, rock giant, has rock.
It's called the Amulet of Stones.
God, that's what Ignis say, has rock.
I suppose that's close enough. Now, where is the Chosen One? Where is the Chosen One?
She was right here a minute ago. I thought she was right behind me.
Here. I got kind of stuck back behind that smashed up door.
Sorry, human friend.
No worries, big guy. Whoa. Is this the Eternal Tower? Mm-hmm. This place is crazy. Is this where we do the thing?
Yes. After you fuse these four amulets, we can imprison the Lady of Shadows in this tower and save the kingdom. And then you shall be returned safely to your world.
Yes.
Are you ready to fulfill your destiny?
Yeah, about that.
What? Wait! What in the name of catnip is that?
Guard thyself! The Lady of Shadows! She is a corner!
Well, you pitiful mortals have come to try to stop me! How quaint! But I'm afraid it's time for you to die. Come to me, Shadow Wicks. I summon thee!
What are those dark, ghosty-looking things?
Shadow Wicks. If they touch you, they suck away your 9 lives one by one.
I don't have 9 lives. I only have the 1.
Really?
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Go forth, my dark minions! Destroy them!
Ha! Have at thee, villains! Taste my scaly steel!
My bone talon darts fly straight and true!
And rocks!
You've defeated. Shadowwix! How is this possible?
Our chosen one has led us here, and as foretold in the prophecy, the combined power of the four circles shall banish you for 10,000 years.
Oh, really, Sierzo? And how can you fuse the amulets? Everyone knows no living creature born of this land can hold all four without perishing in a ball of everlasting flame!
That is why Marcy was brought here from a land beyond space and time to join the four circles together in harmony and save the kingdom. Reveal the amulets! Go ahead, chosen one.
Okay. I, Marcy, do hereby fuse the four amulets and...
What's the matter?
I just remembered something about the prophecy. You guys can't be in here when I combine the amulets or else you'll burn up. Yeah, everlasting flame and all that.
Really? But that's not anywhere in the Hallowed Scrolls.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a new thing that only I know about. Chosen One stuff, you know? So maybe you could all just step out for a minute?
Okey-dokey. Just call us back when the deed is done.
Be right out here if you need our...
Do your worst, unworldly fiend. For I am eternal... I have lived 1,000 endless lifetimes and...
Just shut up for a minute, will you? What do you say we make a deal?
What sort of deal?
If you agree to call off the whole everlasting darkness thing, maybe I could figure out a way to let you go?
Excuse me? You do know who I am, right? The Lady of Shadows, enemy of all that is good and pure?
Yeah. But I also know you probably don't want to be stuck up in this tower for the next 10,000 years. So why not take the deal? And then you could still continue to do your thing around the kingdom, but on a smaller scale. I'm not asking you to give up evil entirely, just maybe like a little less evil.
Oh, I can't believe this. You would betray your companions? I mean, whew, that's pretty low. Even by my standards.
I'm not betraying anyone, I just...
Marcy, everything okay there?
Why take so long? Ignis needs snack!
It's fine, I'm just in the middle of fusing things.
Hey, guardians! Your chosen one is trying to betray you!
Shut up!
The evil one lies! Did someone utter the word betrayal?
Marcy would never do that. It's some kind of dirty trick.
Oh, just ask her. She was going to let me go. What do you think about that, huh?
What? Can this be true?
No, human friend. Say it no so.
It's not like that. I wasn't trying to betray anyone. I don't want to go back.
To your home world, why not?
Because... this crazy adventure has been the best thing that's ever happened to me. Sure, I'm hungry and tired, and I haven't washed my hair for like a month, and we almost died like a million times. But I've never felt so alive before, and just good. Like I'm actually doing something true and brave and important.
I would have given you a proper tongue grooming if you'd asked.
I know you would have, Ostlatina, because you guys are awesome. I'm just this stranger who popped out of thin air, and somehow you accepted me and protected me without question. It's like we're a real team, you know? I never felt that before. Not with anyone. I mean, Bohemond even sacrificed his tail to save me from a flock of raven ghouls.
It was an honorable sacrifice, my lady, and it'll grow back eventually.
Look, I know how this is going to end. I'll wake up back in the real world and this will all have been a dream. And then it's back to working at the office and watching Netflix on the weekends, and eventually I'll forget this feeling that I was ever a real hero. So I thought if I just let Morbinet go, we could keep chasing her a little longer and then the story wouldn't have to end. It was totally selfish of me. I'm really sorry. Well, I'll just go ahead and fuse these amulets.
Wait! Maybe the furless one has a point there.
What? Has that gone mad?
Well, now that the four circles are at peace, I'll be out of a job as a master cutthroat. And my mom will get on my case about having a litter, and why don't I settle down? And,
you know, like kittens?
Of course I like kittens. I just wouldn't mind tracing evil around a little longer.
And since there shan't be any more battles, the knighthood will be assigned to toll road duty again. So tiresome.
And I'll be back at the Wind Temple selling optimistic love fortunes and twinkle charms to the tourists. I forgot how much I hate tourists.
Ignis have to go back to writing his novel. And Ignis still have bad writer's block.
So, what are you guys saying?
I suppose it wouldn't be the worst thing if Morbinet just happened to elude us for the time being.
So, maybe I'll just accidentally drop the amulets out of the tower. Perfect. And our new quest will be tracking them down, and then we can continue.
Stop! Stop this nonsense. I can't believe you with your pathetic, boring lives. You know what? If you're going back to those lives is the worst thing that can happen to you, then that's what you get. I'd rather be locked in this tower in peace and quiet than have to keep dealing with you whiny idiots.
Stop! She's got the amulets!
See you losers in 10,000 years!
Uh-oh. She fused the amulets. Does this mean...
Marcy, wake up.
What happened?
Dude, you fell asleep at your desk again.
I did? Oh. Of course I did.
Hey, hey, who's up for happy hour tonight?
Ooh, hells yeah. I'm not really feeling up to it today.
Well, we might as well drink up while we can. That new hotshot consultant is gonna lay off all our asses in the reorg any day now.
I just don't understand why this is happening. Our team is doing really well, so why would they change things? It's just so unfair.
That's capitalism for you. We little people don't matter to the bottom line, and there's nothing we can do about that.
Wait, maybe there is. A battle against impossible odds? A malevolent dark villain who threatens the land? Maybe what we need is a quest. A what?
Chapter 1, the beginning, in which our heroes embark upon an epic journey to save their kingdom. One that will change their lives forever.
Come on, just follow me!